Blog Talk Radio. Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit, and we're in Shreveport, Louisiana. Yeah, it's been hooting and howling around here between the Mardi Gras, and right now, yes, we're in the middle of Super Bowl, and it's the New Orleans, the Saints, New Orleans against Indianapolis.
Colts.
And it's going to be some interesting here. The mayor is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about the Mardi Gras parade and, of course, Super Bowl. What's the score now? Leroy?
Score right now is 13-10.
13-10. 13-10. So
Saints are winning.
The Saints are winning. Okay. They'll be happy. They'll certainly be happy here. Before I tell you about the show, because we're going to have, we got somebody from the Mardi Gras that's going to call in and tell us all about it, and I have my co-host again, the famous Melody Schubert, and she's here with her hubby today, Leroy, who's going to help us out too, but now first I want to get to a commercial. Of course. And speaking of food. Oh, I didn't speak of food, did I? No.
You were thinking of
food. I was thinking of food. Good enough. Oh, okay.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Oh, yes, I love those brownies. No one tops those brownies. I keep trying them out anywhere I go, everywhere I go. No, except for here. Here we didn't do brownies. Here we were doing King cake. Yeah. With little babies in them. Oh, yes. Needless to say, I have Esther with me tonight. Esther had to come along. She had to. She was with me the whole time. Yes, I agree, Esther. I understand. She was very happy. She ate with us. So what I want to do is talk a bit about what the hell we did here in the last few days. So we started, Melody, what did we do after we landed? After we landed, thank God you have the script. I mean the script.
After we landed, we went and saw.
Talk directly into the microphone.
Yes, ma'am. The Art Space here in downtown Shreveport, where we have lunch.
Now, how would you describe Art Space? I don't know. It is
a eclectic blend of community art. They hold programs and events and showcase the work of the artists in the community, and they go out in the community and help students advance in art. And they showcase a lot of excellent art.
So it's not a huge gallery. It's a small kind of thing. I mean, it's a big space.
Big space. So lots of events can be held there. And there are there's plenty of space for art right now. They're even redoing the space and making it so that there'll be more art.
Okay. So then we had lunch and sandwiches kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah, they have like a little, I would say a bistro. Everybody's got a bistro here.
Yes, everybody.
I don't know
bistro.
What a bistro is. I always thought a bistro was like a cafe outdoors.
Yes.
But I don't know. Everybody's calling.
Yeah.
We're in Shreveport.
Yeah.
So I guess they decided whatever they wanted to call a bistro. Yeah, they have a right to,
yes.
I suppose. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but we didn't have like on that one. We did have something local. Wasn't that gumbo? Did we have a gumbo?
Yes, there was gumbo.
Okay. So we did have that local. So, all right. So after Art Space, where the hell did we go after that?
We came here.
Oh, here.
Right here. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I forgot to tell you where the hell we are.
Yes, we are at the Robertson Film Center in downtown Shreveport.
Yeah, the Robinson Film Center. Well, this is, I would go into the whole thing here, but I think somebody from the Robinson Film Center is going to come over and chat and tell us all about the place, and which is I think is going to be pretty cool.
Yes,
huh?
So here she comes.
And she's on her way now?
Yes.
Oh, really? Oh, look at that. And so who do we have here?
I'm Ashley.
Ashley, so basically, who the hell are you?
I work at the concession stand at the Robinson Film Center.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, you know, tell us all about this place. What does it have? You know, what's going on here?
Well, it's amazing because it's not only a movie theater, but there's also a restaurant upstairs. You can bring food into the theater, and it's just a really relaxed atmosphere. Classic movies are shown, independent movies.
So how many theaters are actually in this?
We have two theaters, one that seats 130 people and one that seats 47.
So right now the one that seats the large one, that's where we're having the Super Bowl party.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's really cool because is the other one being used for that too, or just the one?
No, just the one.
Just the one. So what's going on is you're actually as if you're watching a movie, but you're watching television.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You know, yeah, awesome.
I love it on the big screen. It's amazing.
Yeah, really live. You know,
mm-hmm.
And then there's also, but there's all these event spaces too in the back.
There is on the second floor.
On the second floor, right? That was the second floor, right? Mm-hmm. But then there's also a mezzanine. The mezzanine is where the bistro is.
No, but actually the mezzanine is where the projection booth is.
Okay, that got it all wrong.
Yeah, no.
That's why I think she should talk and not me.
It's confusing. Mm-hmm. There's three stories and it's just the mezzanine just stuck in there, kind of random.
And it's also part museum, kind of, isn't it?
Yeah, we have a lot of autographed movie posters and a lot of our celebrities come in here and donate to us.
Oh, good. You know, we got on the air, but it's okay. You can talk anyway. We got somebody who's going to talk about the Mardi Gras. Hey, are you there?
That's me. I am.
Okay.
This is Kathy. I'm queen of the crew of Highlands.
Yeah, well, say hello to
Ashley.
To Ashley. Ashley is here.
Hey, Ashley.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you able to hear her, by the way? Because otherwise I want to make sure people are speaking into the microphone here. Were you
I
able
can
to hear
you.
Her? You can hear me. Did you hear her?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you,
okay,
Ashley.
That's good. Then we know that. We were just finishing up on talking about the Robinson Film Center, which is
one of my favorite places to hang.
Oh yeah, this is I like. So the museum part. So describe like what's here.
The coolest part to me is we have a whole display case with movie prop guns that we're using actual films, and it's from multiple films, and also props, like the life jacket from Titanic is really cool, and just, a lot of different props.
So, and in terms of the movies, so there you could be seeing, like, they're not, like, necessarily art movies. You could see classic movies here.
We play everything from action movies, romance, to the classics.
But what is really great are the independent films that they're showing there that they're not playing at the main, theater. So it's really nice that we're able to get that here in Shreveport because you can't get that everywhere. So we really enjoy that aspect.
Yeah,
but,
and I guess
as far as the classics, we love when they do the classics because they throw parties sometimes. They name drinks, you know, for the different movies, and it's just a blast.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't mind having this in New York City. You know, that's
we're very lucky to be Shreveport right now. Shreveport's
yeah.
a great place to be.
When or during the movies, can you bring your food and drink to the seats?
Yes, you can.
Oh, look
you
at that.
Certainly can.
And, but, you know, you had to, you clean up after yourself.
Some people don't.
Oh, okay. it's funny because I thought when I was a kid, I thought you're supposed to, like, throw things on the floor. you're not supposed to clean up after yourself. You're supposed to leave, you know, the popcorn on the floor. I thought that was like, okay, that's the only place you're allowed to litter. Can't litter anywhere, not in the street, not in my house.
But come on,
but
down here in the South, down here in the South, we're told that we're supposed to pick up after ourselves.
Oh, okay.
That's just one of those things.
Well, I'm gonna let you get back to the concession, and before the mayor comes here, we're gonna have you talk about the whole thing with the Mardi Gras. So thanks a whole bunch.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad you were able to talk about it. And then, you know, we'll get some more info on the Robinson Center on the events that are coming up.
Definitely.
So we'll get back to that soon. Okay.
We're hot, both sell a lot of food.
So tell us the Mardi Gras that we went to. That was a hoot. It was the first time I've been to a Mardi Gras.
Wasn't it awesome? And I'm actually queen of the crew of Highland, and our parade rolls next Sunday. Our parade is one of the last neighborhood parades left in Shreveport because we run about 160 different units between. We have everything from floats to trucks pulling ski boats with grandkids in the back. I mean, you name it, the Highland Parade has it. So it's really, really cool. It's really unique.
So describe how this whole thing happens with Mardi Gras, with the parade. Like, you know, like first, like we had attended, like, it was a float party?
You attended a float loading party for Centaur.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. Who are you there with? Are you with Brandy and Nisha?
Yes. Yeah, Nisha,
okay.
Say hello.
Hello, Nisha. It's Kathy.
Thank you. I work
at the Tourist Bureau as well. And
yeah.
our crew of Highland actually started 15 years ago. It is kind of an eclectic crew. We don't do the fancy royal things at our balls that everyone else does. We have a throwdown party, and that's this coming Friday night, and I wish you guys would have been in town for ours, but I understand that you can't be here for 2 weeks. But we're going to have a great time, and our theme this year is Highland Goes Green, and we've recycled beads from attics. I've had people drop off beads at my house for 4 months. So it's going to be cool. We're excited about it.
And, Cassie, can you tell us how long is your route for the parade?
Our route is 3.5 miles, and at times it almost loops itself. Our parade takes place in the historic Highland neighborhood in Shreveport. It was one of the first neighborhoods built. Some of the oldest homes in Shreveport are there, and you have everything from Title IX housing to some of the grandest mansions in Shreveport. So it's a very diverse parade. How about that?
So what I want to get into is get this description of what the float party is like.
The float loading party?
The float party, yes.
Well, the float loading party is when... Hello?
Oh, by the way, I have somebody else on the air, too. Who do I got on the air?
Andy, I've just been sitting and listening. I didn't know if y'all could hear me or not.
Oh, hey, Angie. Who is it?
Angie just left my party.
Okay.
Left Kathy's party and came over to another one.
Oh, okay. So you guys, what I want to talk about first, again, is this whole thing with the float party, because I thought that was a hoot. I thought that was great. So, you know, let's
well,
chat
Angie,
about that. What happened?
About that.
Our float loading party?
Yeah.
Well, technically, it used to be when we loaded all of our throws onto the float, and it turned into such a big deal for the community that we actually go earlier in the week and load our stuff on the float, and then that's a time when the community comes, and they can see the floats up close, if you know somebody on a float that can take you on the float and walk you around and let you see all the little secrets in the
things. Thanks for doing well.
Is somebody watching the game too?
Oh yeah.
The game.
What's the score?
Everybody in the entire street is watching the game.
Is it 13-10 still? What is
still
the score, Susan?
13-17, Saints?
13-17.
Yeah, the Colts.
The Colts are winning? Okay. I mean, they're not winning. I mean, they're, you know, yeah, they're just ahead at the moment.
Yeah. Not
okay,
so long.
Back to the Mardi Gras. Okay, so, well, I thought that was the float loading party was great because, like, you know, there's music going on and people are, like, having a good time, you know, they're drinking and dancing about, and I had yellow shots.
Hey, can I tell you, Centaur does that just for their meetings. They don't have to have a party going on. They do it for their meetings.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
We throw, part of our throws, we have these special medallions, and they're hard to catch. There's not a lot of them. And a lot of people come to the float loading because you have a better shot at getting a medallion at the float loading than you do just during the parade. So that's kind of one of the other advantages. The music, every other music you heard is the music that the floats will play during the parade. That's our soundtrack for each float. And,
another first down for the Saints.
Oh, okay.
You're getting a play-by-play as it goes along.
No, that's okay. This is we're right here in the middle of the of watching the
at
Super
the
Bowl here at Robinson Film Center anyway. So, you know, as it comes
and
on.
And I'm right around the corner from you because my king of Highland, he renovated one of the older buildings downtown into an 8,000-square-foot living area. It's awesome. That is awesome. So we're like a block and a half from you right now.
Oh, cool. So
yeah.
With the Highland one, is it going to be as fancy as this? Is just as the one I just saw?
No.
Yeah.
You mean the parade?
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, a lot of those same floats we rent, and a lot of the floats from Centaur, they come and ride in our parade. In our parade, actually, we have more floats from more crews that ride in our parade than any of the others. There are 15 area crews, and I believe we have 10 or 11 of those crews that are represented in our parade. So it's become very popular amongst all the other crews.
And then there's people like
and
me,
it rolls Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, and it's a daytime parade, so a lot of, you know, families are able to enjoy it. It's just a great time.
It is, and I got to say, I found it really funny after a while standing there while they, you know, when the floats are going by there, and they're throwing everything at it. What did you term it? A throw by, like a instead of a, like, you know, somebody shooting people, a drive by shooting.
Not a drive by. You had a throw by.
And somehow I pictured it at some point. You know, like they have having a float called a sadistic float, and you have people who want to get out there. They want to get out their anger, and so they're throwing things really hard. I know we had some injuries near our place.
You have to be careful. That's for sure.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, I saw pops and things. I can just imagine some people, you know, starting to get into, all right, I'm going to throw garbage pail.
I got my nose cut last year by catching one of Centaur's, you know, big beads that they throw with the medallion on it. I cut my nose anyway. But you know what? It was worth it. I caught the bead. So, you know.
With your face.
No pain, no gain.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we had a tent. What was Nisha, the tent that was from the tourism?
Mardi Gras Bash.
Yeah.
You're at the Mardi Gras Bash.
Oh, okay.
But you met Kelly, huh?
Yeah. Brandy, tell us about the tent. Brandy is over here.
Okay. You know, every year for like the last 5 years, we do what's called a Mardi Gras Bash. And we invite group tours. We invite media such as yourself. and meeting planners to come to the party, and it's the best party in town. We have heat, so the weather never affects us. There's always good food, music, entertainment, the whole nine.
Yeah, it was good food, not the best king cake, but...
Well, after you have Julie's king cake...
Oh, yeah, we had...
You know, who could eat anything else after that?
Oh, yeah, I don't know that there's better than that.
We had a sweet dough. You know, what makes her cake so good.
Yeah, well, we'll get into that. We'll get into that in a little while. with the Mardi Gras thing, you know. I can, you know, talk about food, and I'm off the subject altogether. Am I on the air? I'm just, you know.
That's right.
But, you know. But, yeah, so that was really nice. And it was like we were at, like, the waterfront, kind of. Where were we?
Yes, down on the riverfront.
Down on the riverfront, yeah. And I think that, you know, that even makes just the atmosphere itself is really great.
It's sort of it's the hub of activity and always has been for Shreveport and Bossier City.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, of course, you have the casinos down on the riverfront, and then there's the boardwalk across the river in Syport, just next door to where our party was. And so there's just so much to do there. And it's the most appropriate place, I think, to start a Mardi Gras parade and then kind of go down Clyde Sand and over to Shreveport Barksdale, where it gets a little bit rowdy, and then over to East Kings Highway, where it turns back into a family function.
And that's where I was last night, is on East Kings Highway, and it was just lots of fun. They close the streets. The kids are able to ride their bikes and skateboards down the street with no problem, and it's just a lot of fun. There are people cooking out. You know, the thing is, it brings all the community together. Mardi Gras is fabulous for the Shreveport-Bossier community because what it is, it's the best free party you can ever ask for.
Yeah.
Annually, everyone counts on it. They make their plans way ahead of time, and it's just a great time.
How far in advance, when somebody dealing with their own flow, like how far in advance do they have to start working on it?
Angie could probably answer that.
Yeah. We've already got our parade theme and our float theme for the next 2 years. We've already got the design for the changes we're going to make. They're approved. Our bead and our cup have to be ready to go, to be sent off, to be made within a month after the parade. So the bead design and the cup design, since if you think about it, everybody, all the crews, all the people needing beads, they're sending them all over to China at one time. That's got to give them enough leeway to make all those beads and get them back. So, we plan out years in advance. And our floats, my float will be rented out for Kathy's parade, and so we can't actually tear it down and start doing anything until it's gone through the parade it's going to be in. And then it'll come back, and we strip it down to basically just to the paint, and then we'll repaint it and start back. And we do it throughout the year. We have parties. It's a decorating party, and we'll paint and cook out, and we'll have beer and wine and drinks, and we'll try to do some painting while we're there. And we do that just probably once a month throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, you know, I don't know if Angie and them have talked to you about the royalty, but the royalty is usually chosen between March and April or May, mm-hmm. and the announcement coronation parties take place from July to September, and like I say, there are 15 to 16 crews in this area, so all the royalty, they're expected to go to each other's coronation, so it's lots of parties, lots of long dresses to be purchased, and then when the balls begin, everyone goes to each other's ball. So our ball this weekend is next to the last. Harambe, was African-American crews here in Shreveport. Their ball is on Saturday night, and that will be the final ball. The final parade is Tuesday night, on Fat Tuesday, at the Louisiana Boardwalk, and that's the crew of Asclepius. And they host the toast on the bridge at midnight. And the Monsignor comes and gives ashes and prayers and blessings, and it's just a wonderful event. So that's pretty much the royalty in a nutshell.
One small, really quick break right now.
Are you ready for some football?
Okay, what's the score?
16 to 17. The Saints are 16.
All right. Okay. So, well, I appreciate that you, the two of you,
yes,
calling
ma'am.
In to talk about the Mardi Gras, and hope maybe I'll be back in Shreveport again. You never know.
Did you Brandy signing off. Angie,
right.
See you guys tomorrow. Have
okay.
Mardi Gras and who dat?
Who dat?
Who dat?
Have a great evening.
Thank you. Y'all too.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, that was all about Mardi Gras and Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras.
No,
it's all about Mardi Gras.
That's right.
Yes. And we're in Shreveport, not New Orleans.
That's right.
I'm a learning here. So, yeah, you wanna get the mayor over here to talk or what?
He's into the game right now.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to pull him aside, but he said he wants to see how they're going to respond, so he may come back up.
The mayor wants to see how the Saints are going to respond to the cult,
yes.
And then we'll get them up here. Okay, in the meantime, so let's continue on with what we did. Melody, where are you? Come on back here. She's got the list because I don't remember shit, you know? I have to go look at my diary. I'm a member of CRAFT. Do you remember CRAFT? CRAFT, can't remember things.
You silly rabbit.
Before
she walks away, she can tell you about the Bass tournament that's coming up.
The what tournament?
The Bass. Is that the FOW?
The Bass tournament? Okay,
yeah.
Tell us about the Bass tournament.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to... Actually, Shreveport-Bossier has become, become very popular for fishing. We're known as the Sportsman's Paradise, and so this upcoming Saturday, we're actually going to have two tournaments going on. We're going to have the FLW Bass Tournament on the Red River, and we have the Crappie Tournament out on Caddo Lake. And this is after a year ago hosting the Bassmaster Classic. We shattered every attendance record there is with the Bassmaster Classic. The people love us, and so we're going to do it again with FLW and Crappie.
Okay. Isn't there also what's that thing, the mud something?
The mud bug.
The mud bug?
Well, the mud bug is kind of representative of our Cajun heritage here. So we have a mud bug hockey team. We have a mud bug festival. So we certainly invite you and your audience to either one of them.
And you better tell our audience what the hell mud bugs are.
I know. If you have never, ever had a mud bug, they look like little baby lobsters. They're also called crawfish. And this time of the year, they're very popular. You can boil them. You can fry them. You can stew them. You can have them in etouffee over rice. You can just do a number of things with the crawfish. And we actually have a festival that celebrates it. We have a crustacean queen. We crown her at the start of that festival. And it's usually around Memorial Day weekend. And it's just great entertainment, great food. And if you haven't already noticed, we love to party. We kick the year off.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
I didn't notice that.
If you didn't notice that. But we kind of start the party off in January, February with Mardi Gras. We kind of roll through. We have Redbud Festival in March, Holiday in Dixie in April, Mudbug Madness in May, Cinco de Mayo in May, and it just kind of runs on until the fall. We have the Red River Rebel Arts Festival, which is an 8-day festival, our largest festival in this area, and then the State Fair of Louisiana, and we kind of end things with holiday celebrations throughout Shreveport, Bossier, and the entire Arklatex.
Cool. So now, I want to kind of get into, in terms of, so with art, we went to a few art besides the art space.
Uh-huh.
That was the first one. We went to two other places.
The R.W. Norton Gallery.
R.W. Norton
Art Gallery.
Gallery. Okay.
R.W. Norton Art Gallery.
Yeah, and tell us about that because I don't remember shit.
Well, the R.W. Norton Art Gallery.
You know, it must have been, and it wasn't that I had a beer tonight. It was from the mimosa or whatever the hell I had for brunch, you know, at Giuseppe's, you know. But, so, go ahead, tell us about that.
Well, R.W. Nairn Art Gallery is this wonderful little museum, and it's tucked away in this precious little neighborhood. Most people don't just happen upon it, but when you do go in, they have this amazing Western art collection. And so there's Remington and Charles Russell, and then there are all these eclectic things. There's this wonderful little antique doll collection, and there's a gun collection. And then in the springtime, they have the most beautiful gardens. They have over 20,000 azalea bushes, and it's just breathtaking to go out there in March. But you guys, you know, just it's hard to kind of explain all the art that's found throughout our community.
Yeah, thank God I have a blog and I can put up the photos.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's one of those things where, you know, the art kind of hits you as soon as you come in, because there's the Once in a Millennium Moon Mega Mural, which is the nation's largest public outdoor mural, on the AT&T building off of Interstate 20. And then when you sort of get into the downtown areas, you see all the murals on the buildings, and they just kind of depict life in Shreveport, Bossier. On the Holiday Inn downtown, there's that great big rose. Well, we're the City of Roses. We have the largest park dedicated to roses, so it's quite appropriate that we have a huge rose painted on the side of that hotel.
I saw that. I didn't know what the hell that was about.
Uh-huh.
Well, now I know.
Now
look at that.
Know. And then
that must have been the time when I was taking that little quick nap. I must have done.
And yeah. Then, you know, the roses downtown, the beautiful steel roses, which was at Riverview Park, where we caught the crew of Barkus and Meow. Again, if you'll notice, six of the roses were blooming and six were in full bloom. Again, sort of paying homage to the City of Roses. At night, those are lit up and they're beautiful. And, you know, there's sculptures throughout downtown Shreveport. And this area that you're in right now, 10 years ago, was just all abandoned buildings. This building here was completely abandoned. And, you know, some people got together and said, let's bring independent art and let's bring it downtown, well, independent movies, and let's bring them downtown. And they completely renovated this space. And I think it's pretty beautiful. And
I think it's cool.
I think it's a great attraction. And, you know, I brought my daughter here. We watched E.T., but I also saw The Boy in Striped Pajamas. And so there are just all these wonderful experiences that you can have here at the
I suggested actually that they bring the movie up the down staircase so everybody could see what I looked like when I was 17 years old.
Really?
Yes.
Well, did you talk to Chris J about
that? I mentioned it to him. I didn't tell him that I was in it.
But, okay, if we show up, will you come back and see it?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of the things we wanted to point out.
Louder. You got
one of the things we wanted to point out was that the Red River, not only are you going to have the tournaments running along the river, but there's another garden there, and there is the seaport also right there.
Uh-huh. We have Barnwell Garden Art Center, which is located down on the riverfront, which also connects to Riverview Park, which is a really fun place in the summertime. They bring out the big inflatable screens, and you can catch a movie for $1. Usually they play old movies, and the entire community comes out for it, so that's pretty fun. And then, of course, Syport, Louisiana Science Center.
Right across the street.
With the IMAX Dome Theater, and, you know, that's always wonderful fun for the entire family, and not just, you know, when we say family, that doesn't just mean people with children. You know, I think Syport offers fun for anybody who walks through the door, whether you want to just catch a movie there or you want to walk through the museum. I think it's pretty cool.
The planetarium area is really nice.
Absolutely.
At night, and they have.
Did you say the planetarium area is really nice? Is that?
Yes. Well, I think it's the planet. It wasn't the mess. What was it?
They call it a space center.
The space center.
And it's the futuristic version of the planetarium.
Yes.
So no longer do you go into that door, into that room, and the door shut behind you, and you can't walk out, and you lay on your back and look up at the stars. And this one is very interactive, very touchy feely. And so I think that's
not like that museum, not like the art museum. They would not allow Esther into the art museum. I will never forget that. Art museum. She wasn't allowed in there. And they said, and I still can't figure out what he meant. They didn't want me pointing the chicken, the rubber chicken, toward any of the art.
That's funny.
I was allowed to take pictures, not flash. I didn't need to worry about that because everything was lit so well, you know, that nothing really went off in flash.
Yeah.
But then there was this area, you know, that kids can play. And, of course, the kids didn't know they could play there because they've been told, don't do this, don't chew gum, don't this, no, don't touch, don't sit, don't pee, don't do nothing. So the kids are going, oh, am I going to touch this? And then, you know, and then as they went over, it's like the parents go, no, don't touch. No, we can. You can touch this. You know, I was wondering, like, there was this thing, it was a thing of Marilyn Monroe. You know, I always thought that, was that the area for the adults to touch? I wasn't sure.
Oh!
I hadn't thought about that,
but maybe.
You know? But anyway, and what else did we do? I don't want to even get into the restaurants yet. Because
nope.
I'll be doing another show, and I'm going to have some of these chefs calling in to talk about the kind of food we were eating. But,
We went to Art Space, and unfortunately, you guys didn't really get to experience Art Space, but some of the cool things that happened at Art Space.
Oh, you missed it. We talked about that already.
Okay.
Yes, so let's go on.
No problem. No problem.
Also,
well, you guys did the cruise?
Yes.
Have you talked about the cruise?
We did the cruise right there on the river. Right there on the river, we saw the parade, the Mardi Gras parade,
uh-huh.
And then today we saw cats and dogs.
Oh yeah! Today was the pet parade, Mardi Gras.
Crew of Barkus and Meow.
Yes. And there were cats there. And
not many,
but there. And there was also a pony.
Yes, there was a pony.
Did you get a picture of the pony?
Yes.
All right, you'll have to send it to me, and I'll put that up on my blog. So,
did you see the vote for Sarah Paulin?
No.
They had a dog with a little wig and a red dress on. And she was in a float. Well, someone says that it was actually he dressed up as a she. And on her float it said, vote for Sarah Paulin. I thought that was pretty cute.
I saw one dog with the, they had sort of looking like a tattoo on his rear end that said, who dat?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was pretty cute. So what else did we do? What else did we do while we're here? I know we did more than... other than, okay.
We toured the Logan Mansion today.
Oh, the Logan Mansion, yes.
Yes.
That was a very
nice place. I mean, a lot of history is being restored by its owners, the private residents that they're giving tours. And the woman is very knowledgeable about the history of the building and the family that lived there. And for those who enjoy the extraordinary, there are ghosts that are living there as well.
Oh, yeah, we would. That's right. We were talking about that ghost there.
Yeah.
What was her name? The ghost. Benicia, what was the ghost's name? Odetta, Beretta, Rosetta.
Theodora.
Theodora.
Theodora. Lots of us, well, we call her name up, she'll appear here.
Theodora.
Theodora, come on over and join us, please. But you know what? One of the things I like about the Logan Mansion is that it's a very authentic experience because you get to see the very pretty rooms, but you also get to see the very unfinished rooms. And for her, it's been a labor of love, a work in progress. And so I've seen it evolve over 5 years, and they've really put a lot of work into that place.
It was really nice. And that dog was cute too.
Yeah. Attacking Esther.
Attacking Esther and Bubble and the Bubbles.
Yeah.
Who had the Bubbles? The Bubbles. Who had the Bubbles?
I didn't see the Bubbles.
Oh,
Tamika's daughter.
Astoria?
Is that who she
I thought was
Tamika's daughter. Yeah. She had the dog was absolutely going crazy. Trying to eat them. you know what I want to do? I want to take a break. What's the score?
Are you ready for some football?
What's the score?
It's not up
there.
What's the score?
What is it?
16-17, Colts still win.
16-17,
Colts
still win.
Colts leading. And what are we doing? Is it third or fourth quarter?
Fourth quarter,
how many, what's the time on it?
Nine minutes.
Okay. So, which doesn't mean there's really 9 minutes left.
Right.
You know, I used to remember I started, when I started watching football, I was saying, you know, and my friend went, no, listen, there's only 5 more minutes left of the game. And then I'd say, wait a minute, 15 minutes ago, you said there were five minutes left of the game. I don't understand this game, you know, would you explain? But now that I'm doing public relations for a football team, now I understand that very much. But I'm into music so much. I want to take a music break, and then we'll go back into talking about all of this. And one of my favorite shows right now on Broadway is Hair, and this happens to be one of my favorite songs.
We starve, look at one another, short of breath, walking proudly in our winter coats, wearing smells from laboratories, facing a dying nation of moving paper fantasy, listening for the new toll lies with supreme visions of lonely tunes. Somewhere inside something there is a rush of greatness. Who knows what stands in front of our lives? I fashion my future on film.
The score is
22-17.
Who that? And there's about 5 minutes left in the game. So we'll be here for another half hour.
That's right. Going to be some serious maneuvering in the next few minutes.
All right, what are we munching on right now?
We're munching on one of my favorite stores, the Chocolate Crocodile, Granny Smith apple covered in caramel and chocolate, and that is just delightful.
Isn't it wonderful?
Mmm.
This is my
That's good.
Dessert.
Well, my favorite is the Monster Crop with a caramel, milk chocolate, pecans, drizzled in white chocolate. That's good eating.
Mm.
And they're a new store. They've just opened up another store like it in Huntsville, Alabama. But Shreveport-Bossier is where they tried their first store at the Louisiana Boardwalk. And they actually do tours where you can go in. And they'll do samples if you take a group in. And they'll let you, they'll dip carrots in chocolate and grapes and pineapple and let you sample all those. And then at the end, you can make your own apple.
Wow. Well, I got the information, by the way, which is very important for me to know, that they use Guittard chocolate. So if anybody who's into chocolate, goes to chocolate shows like me, that's what they use, Guittard, which is a nice, high-quality chocolate. Well, it's a high-quality chocolate, of course, but with any chocolate from purveyors,
yeah,
you're asking for a certain grade of chocolate. But Guittard is known for
a very good quality chocolate.
Well, you could taste it.
Well, and these are wonderful. And then, you know, not only do they have the apples, but they have the chocolate-covered marshmallows and strawberries and of course, with this being Valentine's Day, they'll probably sell hundreds and hundreds of chocolate-covered strawberries.
And chocolate-covered hearts.
Yes. The
real
Oreo
ones.
Cookies.
Real ones.
The chocolate-covered Oreo cookies.
No, the real hearts.
Oh, the real hearts.
Yeah, you know, the hearts from human beings. They have them chocolate-covered, too.
Hey, whatever you want to dip in chocolate, I'm sure they'd be happy to do
uh-huh.
it over there.
Listen, Valentine's Day, you know. And as a matter of fact, I've seen somebody wearing... As a matter of fact, I saw Leroy wearing one of those, and I said, oh, Leroy, you have a heart on. Okay. <Hey, well, laughs> thank you, Melody, just gave me a napkin. Of course, I'm pushing all over. What is Leroy
saying? It's only on special occasion.
So, Nisha, while we're still waiting for the mayor, but I have a feeling the mayor will come right after the end of the game.
This game is getting tough. Yeah, it's getting pretty tight over here.
Okay.
Kind of hard to pull him away right now.
Yeah, how many minutes left?
Last I saw was 5 minutes and 42 seconds.
Uh-huh.
So.
Right now? What is it now?
Let me go double check.
Okay, double check. We have to have another announcement.
Are you ready for some football?
And
it's
5:42.
And we're in replay mode right now.
Oh, replay
yes.
mode.
Yes, we're in replay
mode. As a matter
mode.
Of fact, I'm replaying. I'm taking another bite of this chocolate apple. Oh, wait a minute. Melody needs to get Melody here. Take a piece of this instead of popcorn. Enjoy this. And this is really good for you. You don't realize.
Well,
you're having an apple.
Fruit.
Chocolate is good for you anyway.
Yes.
And dark chocolate.
Yes.
Okay. So the caramel, all right, maybe, you know,
wasn't
sugar.
There some dairy in there or something?
There might
the
be.
Condensed milk?
Yes, that's true. So you have dairy. What can be bad about this?
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a Saints challenge.
Yes, Saints challenge. And
the Saints won it! Woo!
Saints challenge and they won it. So
and
what,
they won it. Yes. So that gives us 24. Is that correct? 24-17.
So what were they challenging? I didn't catch that.
A 2-point conversion.
Oh.
All right. So they did the touchdown, and then they went for the 2-point. So 8 points.
There's going to be madness here.
Oh, my goodness, yes. We're going to pour into the street.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this will be really interesting. I mean, to see, you think people will do that? Do you think people start pouring into the streets here?
Maybe.
In Shreveport? I'm sure they will do in New Orleans.
Well, you know, we had the pep rally that you guys got.
Right.
To
go. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we love the Saints. We're pulling. I mean, this is such an important game to us. I mean, it's just. It puts Louisiana back on top and in a positive light, and it's that triumph over tragedy kind of story.
Right.
Hurricane Katrina, the New Orleans Saints. They had never won. Now, you know, they're winning, and so this would just mean so much to the entire state.
By the way, you can eat and talk. You're allowed to.
Okay.
It's okay to talk with your mouth full while you're on the radio. When you're other places, it's not good, not allowed.
No,
but
it
you
is,
can talk and
not good thing.
And this is really good. Nisha, what else is on the boardwalk? Speak in the microphone.
There's plenty of retail shops there. If you're looking for maybe a particular outfit, you know, maybe for Valentine's, there are plenty retail stores there. Like I was telling you, some of the retails there are outlets, which is a good thing because you have more to choose from, and then sometimes you get it at a reasonable price as well, so you can get some bargains there. Not only do you have the retail shops there, but we also have the movie theater there as well. So you can be out there shopping and having fun with your friends, and you say, oh, you know what, I don't want to go home right now. Let's go grab a movie. So that's always great to do, as well as the great Riverview. And that's where I took you to show you that when it warms up, a lot of people hang out there because the river is just an excellent view, and it's just also a good time for you just to hang out with your friends and just have a good time.
Now, just to compare, I'm just curious, because we didn't talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
To compare, like, if you're going to a movie at Regal,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to a movie here at Robinson Film Center, do you know what they cost, what a movie cost?
They're comparable.
They are comparable.
Oh, it is?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Oh, okay,
are.
So it's not like, you know, that the Robinson Film Center is really outdoing them on a...
No, no.
Well, they probably can't afford to when they're getting...
Adult tickets are $6.75, and children's are $4.75.
Right.
So $6.75, $4.75 for kids at the Robinson.
Yes.
And what do they charge at the Regal? I know if I go to Regal now, me, it's like $10 or whatever.
And there are different prices. Of course, you have your matinee prices.
Right. But,
and then you have your after matinee prices, so... But
mm-hmm.
they're comparable. So the difference is the Robinson has independent films,
right?
And you know, films that are not shown at the Regal. So those are the two
right.
Benefits.
You're not going to see by the time you see a film here at Robinson, it's way past when it would have been at the Regal.
Of course.
So there's no not that type of competition.
And for the most part, they don't overlap. Like you said, you can get a film here at the Robinson that you necessarily won't see at the Regal and vice versa. Like Avatar, you won't see at the Robinson.
Yeah.
So those are different.
But also, the Regal also donated equipment to this and supports the arts and the community.
Correct.
So that's a very good thing.
So in case you didn't hear her, because she's not near the microphone, near the speaker here, Melanie just said that here...
Regal supports the independent films of the community. They donated equipment to the Robinson to help support the arts and the cultural films that they show, the independent films.
And I thought that was cool.
Yes. Yeah. So the community is involved with the success of the Robinson. It is.
What about the local filmmakers?
What about the local filmmakers? I just heard somebody say something about the local filmmakers.
Yes, we do have a lot of local filmmakers that partner up with the Robinson, and they just have excellent films. They have excellent films here and opportunities for them to get the community involved and have their talent showcased here at the Robinson. And Jeffrey Goodman is one of the writers, the producers that I was just speaking of. He has produced The Last Lullaby, and which was an excellent movie. And so we have just different people that have so many talents within the community that
we support them, and they love to provide excellent film for us as a community.
Well, when I do, like, and probably it'll be maybe next week's show, I'm hoping that it gets set up. When I do that, we're going to be talking about one of the other things that we're here, this thing called a king cake.
Yeah.
And we'll get into, I'm going to have, now, what's his, the owner of?
His name is Gary.
Gary.
At Julianne.
Yeah, and he's going to call, and, yeah, oh, he's not? No, somebody gave me a card. Okay. We're not sure. Well, somebody will be telling us what a king cake is, how it's baked. We had a tour. We did a tour in the kitchen of seeing how a king cake is baked. But instead of getting into this entire thing, let's just say the song "Please Don't Eat the Daisies" comes to my mind, as opposed to "Please Don't Eat the Baby." You know. But and that's why I'm going to save that for another time to talk about. That was somebody getting really uproarious about the game. No, really wasn't. Let's see what's going on right now. What's going on right now?
Are you ready for some football?
24-17. It's 24-17.
And how many minutes?
How many minutes to go?
Is it
3:34? 3:34. Was I say? So it's three. It's about four
with
minutes to go.
Player.
If anybody has to.
With an injured player.
With an injured player. Who's injured?
Right.
Take a knee. Take a knee. You know, I was always trying to figure because I watch my team. I watch the New York Sharks. You know, and I. But since 2002, I'm watching the games. I'm there. I'm watching the games. I don't know what anybody does. I still don't know. The only person that I know, I mean, I see somebody. I see a center. I got that.
Yeah.
I got a center. The center is the one that gives the ball to the quarterback.
Yeah.
I got that. And the quarterback either hands it to somebody who's a running back. Either hands it to someone who's a running back or throws it to a wide receiver. Okay. And the reason I know of the wide receiver is because she's the closest to the sideline. So I know what she does. You know, and I'm going, at least I know that. But when somebody says in the cornerback and in this back and this thing, I still don't know what it means.
I don't know all the positions either.
And I hope my team does, you know. But and I'm going to get into that at some point because the IWFL is going to be off to an international women's tackle football tournament, the first of its kind. And it'll be held in Sweden at the end of June. And I know some of our players are going to go. And maybe, we don't know. There might be somebody on the Shreveport Shockwave that's going. Because we have no idea who made the team. Supposedly, we will know by February 1st. That's what it says on the IWFL website. Aren't we past February 1st?
Yes. Oh,
okay.
February
1st. Maybe it's Jewish Standard Time. I don't know. It must be on that because that's, you know, I don't know yet.
Family explanation.
Yeah. You just never know. It's funny. I was remarking about that the one of the women that when we went into the mansion, and she used the word spiel.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was hilarious. Did I mention to you?
Yes.
So she uses the word spiel, and I thought to myself, you know, it's like playing telephone. The word is spiel.
Spiel.
And everybody knows it. Well, wait, something happened.
Uh-oh.
Something happened. Wait.
She's making another touchdown.
Wait.
An interception. And it's a touchdown.
Are you ready for some football?
Interception and a touchdown by...
30-17.
30-17. The Saints are winning 30-17 with 3 minutes and 12 seconds left in the game. God, it's going to be...
It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy when we get out of this place. It's going to be screaming and yelling. and a lot of people slapping hands, high-fiving all over the place and hugging and God knows what here. And, yeah, cool, huh? Oh, yes. Oh, Melanie, is there some liquid over there, too? Is there, what, oh, are you wonderful? I didn't even have to ask her. Melody brought me, I don't know what she brought. What did you bring me?
Some tea.
Oh,
3117.
It's iced tea. It's ice not Long tea. Island. It's not Long Island iced tea, is it?
No, it's
okay.
Sweet tea.
Okay. You're going to hear a pause while I drink.
So,
31. Ah, that was refreshing. So what is it?
Obviously.
You got the extra point?
Yeah, so it's 3117. Who that?
3117. Who that? What is this? Valentine's menu at the...
At the Robertson.
At the Robinson Film Center. This is really... Now I'm getting really local. To tell people... Now, this is like I'm getting to, I have nothing to talk about. Now I have to tell you what the menu is in their little bistro over here for Valentine's Day. You know, don't remember, this is internet. This is going all over the world. But
and it's a four-course meal.
A four-course meal.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, sip again. I got to take another sip. Oh, I forgot. Wait, I have one of my other sponsors.
They're ready to play.
Yes, they are.
They're ready.
One of my other sponsors. Let's get them.
Thank you for calling JetBlue. May I help you?
My cousin was telling me you guys have extra leg room.
Uh-huh. We have extra leg room as compared to a normal coach seat.
Okay. If I don't have an extra leg, can I use that room for something else?
No. That is not what the extra leg implies. We took out one whole row of seats, and that gave the rest of those rows a couple of extra inches of leg room.
Ah.
I understand what you mean. The words extra leg imply that, but it has nothing to do with having an extra leg.
I'm a pretty literal person.
Uh-huh. Well, that would be taking it very literally.
I guess a little too literally.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I think that's it. You've been pretty helpful.
Thanks for calling JetBlue.
Dear traveler, stretch out. We now have the most legroom in coach. Visit us at JetBlue.com. Sincerely, JetBlue. Based on average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines.
I think that a hoot. I've been asking JetBlue to give me if they have a similar commercial,
mm-hmm.
You know, like that. Because, you know, like, I said to them, and they send me a commercial that's, you know, funny, cute and funny, you know, and they sent it to me, and I said, oh, perfect. You know, it's absolutely perfect. So what are we, okay. Back again.
Are you ready for some football?
Oh, no, they're in a commercial. They're in, you know, all those commercials. You know, I forgot about them.
That pays the bills.
Yeah, the ones that pay the bills that they're all having a contest over.
Yeah.
Who's got the best one? You think they do, like, who's got the worst one? Do they ever do, I don't know, do they ever do who's got the worst commercial?
Tomorrow, yes, they will.
They will?
On tomorrow, they will.
Oh, okay.
They'll dissect them and pull them apart.
So, with the schedule, I leave at 11 o'clock tomorrow.
You yes. Right, are you on 11?
11 o'clock plane.
Yes.
Which means you got to be there, but... Oh, that's right. It's a tiny airport. I forgot.
It's a convenient airport.
Convenient
right.
Airport.
It
but
right.
Listen.
Convenient airport.
It's, yes, very convenient compared to, you know,
you
oh, God,
from,
New,
right.
New York City.
Hey, we're going to get you in and get you out. You don't have to get to our airport 2 hours in advance.
Yeah. I guess if we get there at 10 o'clock, I'm fine, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely
so
correct.
That gives us time to do what tomorrow? How many sites can we see? At early in the morning. Nisha's getting a little nervous about what I just said.
Well, it depends on how much partying we do tonight. Because, you know, the Saints, I mean, it's looking like we're going to just wrap this up and win. So, you know, it's going to be a party in the city.
Oh, that's right.
So when a party goes on, you know, we don't go to sleep. So you
get oh, that's right. And I'm sure while we're here, there's going to be some partying
oh,
going
of course.
On. There'll be some party going on.
Right.
But they're already partying on the side.
Hey. Okay.
Yeah, they're partying on the sidelines?
So they're getting it started.
And it's, how many minutes?
Three.
3 minutes to go. Didn't I say that before? Oh, no, it was 4 minutes. About 10 minutes ago, I said 4 minutes
That's
ago.
Right. That's right.
Okay. So let's see what's going on there. Come on. So who's up now? Who's batting right now?
Well, Colts have the ball.
The Colts have the ball.
31-17,
the Colts have the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm announcing this as if nobody's listening to the game. like they're listening to me to find out what's going on with the game. You realize that?
Of course
they
are. Yes. If I play Aston, though.
And then, and then, of course, you know, this is a podcast, so they can't wait to listen to the rerun of this so they can find out how the game was.
Of course, of course.
Okay, they're throwing the ball. They're doing something. Someone's doing something. And someone's running it. Interception?
That's an interception. This is a replay.
This is a replay.
Oh, it's a replay. Oh, I was going to say. So they're bored and they have to replay? Why do they replay? Just to do it. There's a timeout going on.
Yes.
Yeah. Timeout. That's what we do with kids, too. Timeout, you're doing a timeout. I do that with my cat.
Does it work?
I do that. I have to say it's really funny. My cat, Max, does something I don't like. He jumps up on the counter, of the kitchen counter. I don't know what he wants. I'm not clear. He's fascinated with the faucet. And I first thought maybe he wants to drink from the faucet, because sometimes they do that. But he doesn't, so I'm not sure.
I reprimanded him
for doing this.
Uh-huh.
And when I reprimand him, I have one of the cages that they call carrier.
Uh-huh.
And I put him in there, and I close it up, and I say, time out. You know, you're bad. Time out. And so what's happened now, and the door is open, and like I'll start to walk into the kitchen, he'll jump down, he'll see me, and he's like, whoo, and run into the cage, into the box, and just stand there. So he knows already he did something bad,
right.
And he's doing the time out. You know, just, I'm telling you.
But you know, I like how your cat puts himself
in timeout.
I wish children would learn that too. I've been bad. I'll vanquish myself in timeout.
But my other cat, and by the way, I think they're identical twins, because I've seen things they do synchronize and whatever. But the other one, like, is in the I'm still a kitten, I'll always be a kitten, screw you mode.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to do what I want, but I'm so cute. You can't punish me. I'm too cute. So you have one cat that's like, you know, no, I'm grown up already. I'm grown up, you know, I'm a cat, and I'm grown up. And the other one, no, I'm not. Now, of course, both the same age. No. And I don't even think they're a year old yet. I mean, you look at them and you would think they're adult cats already.
Mm-hmm.
But they still haven't learned English yet. You know, I mean, I was able to teach my cats English. I was able to say something and the cat would respond of hearing what I'm saying, versus with dogs, it has to do with tone.
Yeah.
You know, but the cats, you know, right now they're in a stage of, I don't understand English, and I'm not going to bother. I don't hear you. I don't hear you. I don't hear you. You know that they do that there, you know? You know, like.
You should bring your cat, and you guys should do your stand-up routine.
I want.
At a comedy club.
Well, I have to tell you a funny thing that had happened. This is really true. I was at this women's festival doing my nightclub act, and I was talking about one of my cats, and I had a cat that was named Barbara.
Okay.
You know, and this is what I said. I said, so I have a cat, and her name is Barbara. We named the Barbara because she has a hook nose and she sings. And that's why we named her Barbara. And she's Jewish. Because what I notice is every time she's about to regurgitate, she goes, oi, 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 That's what she does. She actually did that. And so what happened was that, you know, I did the show and so on and so forth, and I got all this, negative feedback because I told an anti-Semitic joke. I went, what? I was talking about my cat. What's anti? I mean, like, it was like, are you people for real? I mean, like, I'm talking about my cat. How, you know, how, what is it, how PC can you, you know?
Right.
That's going overboard.
Until you take all the fun and the humor out of everything.
Yeah, my cat, right. I mean, a cat going oi, 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 oi is funny. You haven't seen the first time I'm going, that I heard that noise, I'm going,
what is this?
Is my cat saying oi, 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 oi? And what does that mean? Then I realized what it meant, you know, what it was.
But the consequences were.
Yeah, so, yeah, my I love cats. I would rather have, I had a whole routine on why I prefer cats to children.
Well, as Brandy said, you have to bring your cats back, and, you know, you like you saw today, the Bark is in the Meow parade.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, it'd be more than you can enter your cats into the
parade. Oh, yeah, that might be a good idea.
And then you can
take your cats over to the Funny Bone Comedy Club.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, yeah,
so,
that's a good idea.
Know.
So, all right.
So
now,
you must come back and visit us in Shreveport and have a good time.
Okay, so in the meantime,
are you ready for some football?
Okay, what are we doing right now? How are Melody?
Okay.
What's doing?
What are we doing?
Penalties, flags.
The colors are flying. The flag will get through.
It's 1 minute and 27 seconds.
Okay, the Colts, the pass interference.
On the Colts?
There was one on both sides of the
bench. And who's got the ball?
Colts got the ball.
But ain't gonna do them. They ain't gonna do shit. I'm sorry. They ain't gonna do shit if they score. I mean, come on, man.
Not at this time.
It's 1 minute and 16 seconds. But you know what this is about? This is gonna go on for a long time.
Now, you don't want your last score.
This is gonna go on. This is going to go on for a long time because there's probably still some more commercials that
have to
get shown.
Right.
So they're going to have to do whatever they can in the 1 minute and 16 seconds to make it longer.
Hey,
this game will be going on for another 10 minutes. Because each team will have six timeouts.
All right. This is cool. So what do we got? What is that? 1 minute and 16 seconds, huh?
I believe it is.
Yeah, that'll be about another half an hour from now that the game will end.
They're pretty close, though.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Okay. So what's going on? Okay. So Colts got the ball, and no, it deflects.
No touchdown.
Deflects. Did I say the right word?
Hey,
did I say it? Holy shit, I can't believe that. I finally learned something. After all these years of this New York Sharks, I finally learned a term.
That didn't go well.
Went nowhere. Okay, but what's the, how many, what down is it at this point?
Third
down. So are they going up to fourth down, or that was third down? Okay. Still not going nowhere. Now it's fourth down.
All they can do is get a field goal.
I'm
going to go for the field goal. Let's
they ain't going to go for the field goal. It's not going to be worth it to them. So they're going to do it.
They're going to go for it.
Yeah, and then, you know, of course, then what's going to happen. So it's less now.
Less than
50
minute.
Seconds. So let's see what happens. What's happening? They throw it in.
No,
they didn't get it. And that's it because the Saints are going to take it and they're going to just sit on it. They're going to sit on their ball. That's what they're going to do. They're going to just like take it and take a knee right there and
that's it.
They're celebrating. You know, that's 44 seconds and they're celebrating.
Yes.
What nerve. 44 seconds left of the game. Wait. And the Colts are throwing it?
There's
a replay.
Replay.
Another deflection.
It would have been funnier if I said a reflection.
Ooh,
you know?
Well,
it,
that
oh.
He almost got that one.
Oh, so he almost got it. Wow.
He could have.
Okay. All right. But how come I don't hear screaming and yelling in this direction in here? I guess we'll hear that in a little while.
Yeah,
very soon. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we got to get the mayor's ass out here so he can just at least just say hello to the. Hey, I got 15 minutes remaining on my show, so he can still come out here. We need just to have him say hello. I want to prove. I mean, I can't even meet my own damn mayor. And I come to another city that I've never been before, and the mayor comes here. I get my picture taken with him. Jesus Christ. I go home and nothing. Hey, Bloomberg, can I get a picture with you? Not now. I'm too busy. You know what I mean? Here's my card. Talk to my make an appointment.
Look, they're going to douse him.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Ceremonial.
The liquid ceremonial water on his head. Yeah. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and then yeah. Who that? And the Saints win it, 31-17.
First time ever.
Yeah, first time ever. Way cool. Yeah, as I say.
Are you ready for some football?
Yeah. So, okay, you want to see if we can get him?
Let's
see if we can get him over here to say hello. And treat, that's a treat, yeah. If we can get him over if he's not too busy, celebrating right now.
Everybody's going to be celebrating.
I just think, I think it's pretty cool.
Very
wow.
Cool.
Can you imagine what's going on in New Orleans?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You think Mardi Gras kicking?
Oh, look at Bourbon Street is packed.
Yeah.
It's showing that. And we're more like Bourbon Street.
Yep.
All right. Let's have some party going on. All right. Now, Louisiana. You're going to hear, now you're going to hear hoot and hollering people pass by over here. Okay. We're ready. Well, let's, so we had a Mardi Gras. We had a football, a Super Bowl. I mean,
I mean, this is Louisiana's weekend.
Louisiana's weekend.
It's our weekend. Mardi Gras and Super Bowl.
Mardi Gras and Super Bowl. Okay, let's grab somebody and have them come right over here. Just grab anybody right over there that's right over here and say, yeah, come here. Come over here a minute. You're going to talk into this. And I want you to tell everyone, what happened? What do you think? What's your reaction to the game?
What's our reaction to the game?
Yeah, talk right into here.
No longer the Aints. We are the championship.
That's
championship
right.
Team now.
All right.
No longer the Aints.
Okay. The people are going to be starting to come out now because they were in watching the game. Oh, yeah, you're going to hear the noise in the background. Here comes another person. What's your reaction to the game? Talk into the microphone right here.
I love the game. It was awesome.
love the game. Okay, come on, people. Come over here. Over here this way. Come here. I'm on the radio right now. Come on, say hello on the radio. Say hi on the radio. What'd you think of the game?
Loved it. Who that?
Who that? All right. Yeah, come on over here. Yeah, come on. This is the party going on. Who that Saints?
I won the big one finally.
What's your name?
John
what?
Second.
And where are you from? Near Shreveport?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Everybody else, come on over here. They're afraid of me. They don't know what they're coming over here.
Yeah.
They don't know what to expect over here. They're so drunk from the party. No, they're not. Well, they could be. I mean, it's not that there's no beer here or no hurricane drink or something like that. You know, this is not like, that you can't have anything. Hey, come over here.
No.
I'm saying, come on, everybody's like nervous, man.
Well, I think they're piling up to the next party.
They're piling to the next party?
Yeah.
Is that what's going on? So, well, we're gonna, now the party's gonna really start. Actually, that's what's gonna go on. Yeah. Yeah. Let's. We here, come on. Can we get somebody over here? Come here. Come over here. Come here. Come here. I just want your reactions to the game. Come on over here. Come over here. Come on. Come here. Come on here. We're on the radio. Come on. No, just reactions to the game. Come on over here. You don't want to talk on the radio. You don't want to talk on the radio? Want to talk on the radio? Right over here. Talk right into there. We're on the radio. Right now. How did you think of, what did you think of the game? Woo! The Saints suck! The Saints suck! He was to the Colts! What's your reaction to the game?
And I'm with the guy who just said the Saints suck. I want to thank you for a good game and congratulations to the Saints.
Okay! That's really good. Maybe let's say we got 9 minutes to go. Let's see if we can get the mayor here. We want to get the mayor here. Got to get his reaction. Let's get him over here. You guys closing the house right now? Okay. I want to get him on here. Get him here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come over here a second. Come over here a second. Talk into here. What did you think of the game? Go ahead. Talk right.
I thought it was awesome. It was my husband's birthday.
What's your name? What's your name?
This is Mark. And
what's your last name?
Mark Nettle.
And where are you from?
We are from here.
From here in Shreveport.
I've been a fan all my life. Wait, 36 years for the best birthday ever.
Okay. By the way, this is not, you're on the air. You're live on the air right now.
Woo! I am so glad they won because I did not give them a present because I was hoping the Saints would pull it out and they sure did.
And I'll say, God is good because I was praying multiple times and he answered every single prayer during that game. I'm not kidding.
The things that people pray for. Who that? Who that? Well, they're weaning out here eventually. Well, we got 8 minutes to go. Let's see.
Everybody knows them now.
That's right. So, yeah, so we'll come back. We'll be talking about, actually, with Giuseppe's. Is that the restaurant?
Giuseppe.
Giuseppe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have the chef on there. He'll be calling on. And then the cake.
Julienne. King cake.
And I'm not sure. I think we'll probably have something or whatever. Something
is it the Wine Country Bistro?
Well, no. What I'm looking at is I like subjects.
Okay.
Yeah. I know. Of course, Crawdaddy.
The chef at Crawdaddy.
Yeah, chef at Crawdaddy. So we could talk about that. Yeah.
Cool.
And talk about what real local food is. You know.
And you know what? We have we just published a guide. It's called Here Is Where the Locals Eat, and so it's nothing but local restaurants. To really get that local flavor. We love fried everything. And so, you know, you got to get fried fish and fried shrimp and fried crawfish, fried oysters. You name it, we fry it.
And it's all fried. It's not corn. It's all a corn product you're using, basically. I mean, you know.
We hope.
as opposed to white flour.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, this is like corn something.
Cornmeal. You're talking about the cornmeal.
Cornmeal, yeah.
Yeah. But this is actually a good time of the year to visit. Our weather is actually pretty mild. Things are going to warm up pretty quickly. The flowers will start to bloom. One of the wonderful things about living in this part of the country that our winters are usually pretty mild. This is about as cold as it gets, which, you know, to people in New York, I'm sure this is absolutely nothing.
Yeah, but
you probably can pull out your shorts in this kind of weather.
Oh, well, no, not that. Actually, what's what's funny when you see Canadians come into the United States,
yeah,
and they're there in their T-shirts, they go, oh, here's the man out. Have a seat. Right. Sit down over here.
Tell you what, no, I've been sitting, so let me stand.
Okay, so stand. Make sure you project into here.
Gotcha.
So introduce yourself.
I am Cedric Bradford Glover, mayor of the city of Shreveport. How's everybody in New York doing?
Well, this is not New York. You're on the internet. It's
I am
all
on
the
world.
New,
oh, we're all over the
world.
The
whole world is listening to you right now.
The internet radio is wonderful, isn't it, Beryl?
Oh, yeah, it really is.
And here we are right here in Louisiana in the midst of a history-making event.
Yes, that's right.
Super Bowl victory by the New Orleans
yeah,
Saints.
Yeah, you
were busy
having you had your party here.
Oh, I am so happy that we had a chance to be able to come and share this with all of the city of Shreveport and friends from all across the area, visitors like you who journeyed here all the way. From
from the
Great
Big
East, the Big Apple, to come here to Shreveport.
Which I just had before. I just had a bite.
Well, we are
covered with chocolate, though. But you know.
Well, we are just simply ecstatic. Never in the history of the state of Louisiana have we had a world champion, and we have it tonight.
That's great, and I'm glad. It's just, and I understand that you came here specifically just because the writers were coming here to the Robinson Center.
Well. If that will get you to come back, then that's exactly why we're here.
Okay, we gotta get a shot. Can we get a shot of him on the talking on the radio with me?
Absolutely. Yeah. We also knew that this was the absolute best venue in all of the city of Shreveport to be able to watch this history-making event. A 40-foot wide screen, also a 28-foot wide screen, digital quality, high definition. And obviously some of the best writers around the country, like yourself, Merle, coming here to be a part of it as
oh,
well.
Oh, I definitely am one of the best writers in the country. It's not radio host.
And you even know a little bit about women's football as well.
Oh, yeah. That's right, because you got the Shreveport Shockwave.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And now you'll have to go to one of their games. You said you did go.
Oh, I have been to several of their games
before.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. They're pretty hefty competitors.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I mean, the New York Sharks have absolutely made history. Absolutely. And you'd think the mayor would come over to celebrate that we're representing New York. Nothing. We were chosen, and this is a bit, we were chosen of all the tackle football teams and all the flag football teams in the country. They chose the New York Sharks to play a flags international flag football tournament. Now, you'd think the mayor would have some reaction to it. No, this
but,
doesn't care.
Well, now I have to speak in defense of mayors because
yeah,
I know
okay,
that they are awfully busy. They're awfully busy individuals, especially one as busy and who has as demanding
yawn,
of a
yawn,
job
yawn,
as,
yawn.
As my friend Mayor Mike Bloomberg. So,
okay, you have to say a friend. I understand.
Well,
events. I understand.
And I mean that. I mean, I can only imagine with all of what we have to deal with here in Shreveport, especially when you are a chief executive. I mean, for mayors who are. Mayors and governments where you have city managers, I mean, it's probably a lot less hectic, a lot less busy. You don't have as many direct everyday responsibilities, but when you are the chief executive of the city and responsible for the everyday management and leadership of the city, it can be very demanding.
Okay.
And Mike is in that position, and so I understand, but I know in his heart he cares about the New York Sharks, and probably before all is said and done, he may show up and surprise you.
Yeah, he probably said, just sign that letter, whatever it is. Yeah, oh, yeah, go ahead. We're congratulating him. Sign that letter. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Merle, I have certainly enjoyed having you all here. This is absolutely wonderful.
And we all enjoyed meeting you.
Well, enjoyed meeting you all as well. I thank you for being patient with me because I finally got a chance to take a seat, and watch the second half of the game, and that's when it got real interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think it was probably my direct cheers and my direct focus and my positive karma that actually helped the Saints pull this thing out. So thank you much.
Okay,
three
thanks.
Inches.
Have a great evening.
We will do it.
Thanks
you do the same.
Bunch.
And we're about to go out and do a little celebrating and say some who dat.
Oh, who dat! Okay. Yes, so now we're going to end the show. And we're going to have next week,
thank
we'll have
you.
Some more things going on about Shreveport. And so, good night, good day, or whatever to everybody, and signing off right now.